Art has always been an outlet for Essence Nweri, but she didn't realize how talented she was until she was 16 when she started apprenticing at the arts nonprofit Juxtaposition Arts in North Minneapolis. Now she's collaborating, creating, and exploring abstract designs that spark conversations about humanity and community. Reporter Safiya Mohammed has more.
Nweri is a bit reserved when I first arrive at her workspace. We're in the back of her production studio at Juxtaposition Arts. She's 18 and works as a team apprentice lead at the textile lab. But the minute I ask about her designs, she lights up.
This is all the type of works over here that we got to do this year.
And Nweri flips through a rack of t-shirts as she describes the summer line. It's different from previous years. She says it's not as literal. And Nweri shows a tank top with one of the new designs. It's a drawing of a leaf surrounded by what could be the ocean. Or is it mountains? Then she holds it up against another shirt.
So let's take this tank top design, right? And we made like an art piece and like an abstract art piece on a shirt compared to like our older designs. Let's say our Defend Northside shirts.
And Nweri enjoys being at Juxtaposition Arts, which is in North Minneapolis. The organization created this space for youth to grow as artists. And Nweri is working on a piece that draws inspiration from all religions. It's a poster with muted colors, candles, and birds.
So I was playing on the idea of like creating like an African religion, you know, something to, you know, bring back people. And I think Black politics is something I'm always really into.
Juxtaposition Arts has allowed Nweri to explore projects like those. She came here doubting her abilities, but now she has the confidence to be creative. And it's a paid position.
You're allowed to just be yourself. You're allowed to be a creative. You're allowed to make the art you want to make. And you're allowed to be real and raw. You don't get to do that in McDonald's. You don't get to do that in Subway. You don't get to do that in the mall. But you are allowed to do that here at Juxta. And that's something I love about this place.
And Nweri starts college this fall. After this apprenticeship, she's excited about her future in the graphic design world. For NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Safiya Mohammed.